The head coach of UND, Brian Andelsky, joining us right now via the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. Brian, thanks for your time tonight.
Oh, always a pleasure.
Well, UND recently came to an agreement on a new mascot, the Fighting Hawks. What is your take on the new mascot?
It's nice to be done with the process and to be able to start to move on. Yeah, that's probably the best thing I can say about it. So it's going to be a transition. There's no doubt about that.
Well, your team's coming off a weekend split with the CHA's Syracuse. How do the Orange compare to the teams you've faced in the WCHA?
I like the way Syracuse plays. I have a lot of respect for their coaching staff. Paul Flanagan does a great job over there. You know, they try to play. They're D-handle pucks. They're D-carry pucks and look to make plays. They use them in the offense. They're very aggressive, you know, cutting seams, going to the net, attacking the paint. So, you know what, they were a nice club. I thought they did a nice job over the weekend. And, you know, as far as our league goes, where they would fit in, you know, as competitive as our league is, you know, it would be hard to say.
Well, your team took a 3-0 win on Friday, lost Saturday 5-2 against the Orange. What was the difference between those two games?
They were complete opposites, to be honest with you, Kelly. I thought we were very dominant start to finish on Friday in all phases of the game. You know, you start to think we're going to start to build off of that and kind of continue and build some momentum. The next night, a little bit flat. I thought Syracuse was definitely the more aggressive, hungry on pucks of the two teams. And, you know, we faced a little bit of adversity with, you know, being on the road and some of the calls. I think penalties ended up 8-2, but they started the game with 6 straight power plays. And we just didn't recover from that. So, you know, like I said, he tipped the hat to them. I thought they made some adjustments and responded and definitely were very hungry the next night. We have to have a little better mentality game to game.
Well, junior forward, Amy Menke leads your team with 23 points so far this season. What makes her such a special player?
I think Amy's really dedicated herself to studying her craft and working on it. You know, she watches a lot of film. She is generally doing extra away from regular practice to make herself better. And those are, you know, components. So when you already have some of the skill and some of the other things that kind of help put you over the top. So Amy's been terrific for us. We're so happy for her and definitely excited about her development.
Your team is in fourth place in the league right now with only 2 more WCHA series left in the first half. Are you happy with where your team is at right now?
You know what? Probably just some of the individual development. We've made it a point that, you know, we don't panic early or in the first half if things aren't perfect, that we give our kids some room to grow and to, you know, to make some mistakes, but do them trying to make plays and trying to improve their overall game. Second half lately, in the last few years, we've really made an effort, hey, we got to win hockey games, and that's a little more of our focus. So, you know, playing Bemidji second time around, obviously big points. They're a quality team, and you know, we're kind of in the thick of it, the two of us fighting for third place, and so it's a really important weekend.
Well, the last time these two teams met, the Beavers took 4 of 6 points, including that crazy overtime win on your home ice. Does that loss haunt your team or give them a little more fuel to the fire for this weekend?
Well, I don't think it's the loss itself because we respect them and how they play and, you know, their compete level, and they're always great games. But it's more how we lost that game with, you know, them scoring with maybe a little over a minute left with an extra attacker and then having, you know, the goal in overtime with 7 seconds that bounces off of, you know, us and goes into the net. So, you know, that was kind of a little gut-wrenching. So, you know, we know that these are big games, and we know that we've put ourselves behind the eight ball a little bit points-wise with Bemidji doing so well head-to-head last time around.
Well, have you prepared any differently for this series against the Beavers?
I don't think we really have. I think we've stuck with, you know, what we've been doing and the plan and having some confidence in what we do and how we're doing it. And, you know, last time it was a super defensive battle. You have a 0-0 tie and then, you know, a 2-1 loss for us. goal scoring is going to be at a premium, and you know, it's going to be a grinded out kind of physical game, not only in front of the nets and corners, but along the walls and through neutral and all over the ice.
Well, Brian, thanks again for your time. We'll see you this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. See you soon.